BBC News with Sue Montgomery. In a break with President Trump, the most powerful Republican in the US Congress, Senator Mitch McConnell, has congratulated Joe Biden on winning the presidential election. Mr. McConnell's statement was welcomed by Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. Here's our North America correspondent, David Willis.
In sending his congratulations to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, Mitch McConnell is effectively saying to the Republican Party that the time has come now to move on, to accept the result of the election following its endorsement by the Electoral College. And Mitch McConnell went further than that. He actually urged Republican senators not to back any moves that might come from House members in challenging the Electoral College outcome in just about 3 weeks' time. So Mitch McConnell very much sending this message, the time has come to move on. It's not a message, of course, that is palatable even now to Donald Trump.
The four top US congressional leaders are meeting to try to break months of stalemate over a coronavirus relief package. It's the most significant effort yet to reach a bipartisan agreement on a $1.4 trillion package, which comes as government funding is set to lapse on Friday. Joe Biden is in Georgia to campaign for two Democratic Senate candidates who'll be competing in a vital runoff election in January. The Democrats already control the House of Representatives and need to win both seats in Georgia to end the Republican Senate majority. Speaking in Atlanta, Mr. Biden thanked Georgians for giving him a narrow majority in the presidential elections.
Thank you for the faith you put in me and Vice President-elect Harris. And thank you for standing strong to make sure your voices were heard, your votes were counted, and counted, and counted again. I'm starting to feel like I won Georgia three times.
More than 370 religious leaders from around the world are calling for a ban on gay conversion therapy. A statement signed by representatives of all the world's major faiths is being presented at the British Foreign Office later today. Harry Farley reports.
Conversion therapy refers to any form of treatment which aims to change a person's sexual orientation. It can range from electric shocks to talking therapies and prayer groups. Many of the religious leaders behind this call have spoken out on the issue before, but the intervention is significant, not just because of the Foreign Office support, but because many of the concerns about a ban have come from faith groups. Conservative religious leaders fear it could impede religious freedom and lead to the government passing legislation which sets out what they can and cannot teach.
You're listening to the World News from the BBC.